It's the World Gone Good News. Good News. Episode Forecast Podcast Show with your hosts, Steve North and Lisa West. I feel like news shows always change their names. Like the weather person always, like, their name is Stormy. Our guy was Dallas Rains in LA forever. I'm not kidding. That was his fucking name. I'm like, that is not your name.
Radio people do that a lot too.
Yeah, just add up, come up with bullshit names. Well, we are here as your co-host. Welcome, co-host. I'm Steve, and you're?
I'm Lisa.
And we were on the phone or texting, maybe it was me, I don't know, and talking about way too much shitty things in the world. And I thought, hey, I have a podcast. Why don't we do an entire episode about good news?
Yes. And then you asked me, would I like to be on it? And of course, this is beyond terrifying and scary for me. So I said yes, because what I know is do something that scares you every day.
You said that every time you've come on.
I know. And every time it makes me nervous. And I was telling this to my husband, Todd, yesterday. I'm like, it scares me. He's like, well, what scares you? You're just talking to Steve and you've known him for like 30 something years. I'm like, I don't know, because other people are listening and I don't want to sound stupid, but I guess a lot of people have that concern. But did I hesitate? You said, would you like to be on? And I said, yes, in 1 second.
And that's good news right there.
Yes. I learned that from your podcast. Do something that scares you every day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd also like to say it's not a lot of other people. It's just you. Okay. So.
Thank you. You're always a confidence booster. I appreciate it.
So we've gotten a lot of bad news in the world. I mean, it's like everything you turn on, whether it's politics or guns or what's happening in the Middle East or what's happening with the planet heating up and we're all going to die and we're running out of groceries, which are too expensive, and gas is this. And I was just like, we need some good news. And that is what we are here for. And so we're going to just kick it off. We're going to go all over the place, just have some fun today, a little bit of different a show. First up, good news. Everybody give it up for 89-year-old Flo Miler, maybe Miller, dunno, M-E-I-L-E-R, at almost 90 years old. She was the oldest competitor out of 200 athletes at the USATF-NE and East Region Indoor Masters Championship 2024. Flo started working out at 60 years old.
So there's hope for me to become a champion.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
I sent you a photo, and we're going to put all this up on the website because Lisa runs the website. But here's Flo at 89 years old. This picture is insane, Lisa. She is jumping over a hurdle, like on a track.
Yeah.
And I got to ask, speaking for myself first, I don't think I could do a hurdle right now.
I could not right now either. I'd say it's been a good 30 years since I've jumped a hurdle in gym class.
I think that like I could do it, but I would psych myself out of it. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, if it was like, here we go, bad news. Put a gun to your head. You're doing it. But holy crap, 90 years old, go Flo.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love it. I mean, she's still making goals for herself and pursuing them and, you know, good for her.
It's really, really incredible. The article goes on to say, if this doesn't inspire you to keep going and doing things as you get older, we don't know what it is that will, or we don't know what will. Thank you, Flo, for showing us what science says is possible. So it's never too late. 90-year-old Flo is fucking jumping hurdles. 89. There's my dyslexia.
Yeah. I think she's still going to be doing it when she's 90. You know, she seems like she's going pretty strong.
Isn't that crazy?
It's amazing. But it reminds me of, you know, how like everybody's like, oh, I'm so old. You know, it's too late for me to do this. Boy, I'd like to go to law school. But, you know, by the time I'm done, I'll be 40. And I love the question that's like, well, how old will you be if you don't go to law school?
That's so funny. And that's so true. Now, you also mentioned gym class, high school. Which flashed me, because when I saw this photo, I was like, when's the last time I actually did a hurdle? And I thought all the way back to field day.
Field day. That's literally what I was going to say. Field day.
And I think we were probably at the same, we lived in the same town, but we went to different elementary school. You went to Ironia.
Yes.
And I went to Shongum. And it was the 80s. So we actually, I don't know who let us do this, but we had those signs that said, bomb the Ironians. Yeah, that's what we called Ironia.
This is outrageous. It's a good thing that social media didn't exist back then because, oh man.
But field days was another good time, wasn't it? Because we like, do you remember we were all supposed to, well, we were all told we had to make like 3 or 4 bags of popcorn. Did you guys have to do this?
No.
Oh, yeah, we were assigned that.
It was just the kind of day where, okay, you knew you were getting up really early and you were going to be in shorts all day and you had the whole day off. So you bought drinks and whatever, you know, like canteens and all that stuff. And it was usually a fun day.
We had to make popcorn and then bring it. And I think we all either donated or gave it to each other or whatever. I remember it also because it was that day of like, this is before sunblock, everybody. That's another good thing. Jesus Christ. Burnt to a crisp, running around, doing the old wheelbarrow race. I was the king of wheelbarrow race.
It was a fun day. You know, you just pretty much hung out with your friends, except for when you have to do your things. But yeah, it was fun. It was really fun.
Our next piece of good news is this. Bob Moore, the founder of natural food companies Bob's Red Mill, passed away at 94 years old. When he was 81, rather than sell out to a food giant, he transferred full ownership of the company at an estimated $100 million to his employees, more than 700 of them. The former gas station attendant said he appreciates their dedication to transforming the company into what it became. Bob's passion, ingenuity, and respect for others will forever inspire the employee owners of Bob's Red Mill, and we will carry on his legacy by bringing wholesome foods to people around the world, the company said in an Instagram post announcing his death. We will truly miss his energy and larger-than-life personality. How crazy is that?
That's amazing. And you know what? I'm sure he did that because he loved his employees, and he loved his employees because they loved him. I mean, clearly he sounds like he was a great person to work for. And, you know, they always say people don't leave a job because of money. They leave it because of lack of appreciation. And I know, you know, I had a boss that he was amazing to me. He was incredible to me. He always had my best interests at heart. He was my mentor, a million things. And then when he started his own company, he asked me to come with him, and it meant a pay cut. But it was a no-brainer because I'd rather work with somebody who cares, who makes a difference, whose values align with mine. That's way more rewarding to me. And then in the end, you know, it always comes back to you anyway. I think that's fantastic. I think that's really great.
Yeah, it's majority of your day, how you get to spend it, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And to Bob's credit, we always buy his flaxseed meal. It's like powdered flaxseed meal, because I can use that to replace an egg as a vegan. And that's the only brand I buy. I buy yours, Bob, wherever you are, and that company. I just think that's amazing, because I think that's must be like a stunning moment if you're working there in a factory, or you're working in an administrative office, or you're working in whatever part of it, that kind of company that you work in, to find out you're now part owner of the place you put your time into.
Yeah. I mean, if you're already dedicated, you know, that just, it's like reward for it. And it's just, it makes you feel good about where you are and the decisions you've made. I think that's really, it's beautiful. Like it kind of makes me a little teary.
Next piece of good news for everybody. Connecticut will become the first state to cancel medical debt for eligible residents. Connecticut Governor Neil Lamont announced that the state will cancel about $650 million in medical debt for an estimated 250,000 residents. This will make Connecticut the first state to offer medical debt forgiveness at this scale.
It's phenomenal. That's just incredible.
And here we go, though, because we're going to have those people out there who are going to go, well, who's going to pay for it?
Yeah. rich people who are getting all those tax cuts. That's where it can, where the money can come from, I think.
Well, also, I say I'd rather have my money go to pay off your medical debt and your education and your books than to give it to people who don't need it. Meaning, again, people who are in the top 1% and or to more bombs. I'd rather, I mean, call me a peace-loving fool.
You know, medical debt. I mean, it's not like, this was just some frivolous thing you went out and, believe you just went out and got yourself heart surgery. I mean, spend your money on something worthy, you know?
It's your fault your appendix blew up. I didn't blow your appendix up.
I know. I mean, come on. And then on top of it, all the medical, the expenses are so inflated and don't mean anything and are just ridiculous. And what do they say? Like 90% of what's on your bill, if you itemize it, is BS anyway.
It is really crazy too, because like when you think about it, it's like, and I've read articles on this, but the majority of Americans are one health crisis away from being completely wiped out financially. And when you look at Americans and they say that the average American has $400 in savings, that's crazy. People live in, you know, paycheck to paycheck. So to hear that a state is refunding, basically, you know, or canceling and letting people out of that, that's an amazing thing. That's a great thing, I think.
I think it's incredible. I think it's absolutely incredible. I mean, you know, it's about people, you know, life is about people. And I don't know. It's not about saving money to buy material things. You know, I think that's huge.
Speaking of people, we have some good news to share from some former guests, previous guests. First up, two of your favorites, Lisa. Scott and Bobby, the two gay grandpas, travel.
Oh, they were delightful.
You want them to adopt you, don't you?
I want to be their adopted grandchild, yes.
They are so sweet. They sent me a note after their show went up on the site, you know, well, on the site, on the all out into the interworlds. We're all y'all listening right now. God, it's like I do this for a living or something. Jesus Christ. They sent me the nicest note. They loved the show. They loved how I put it together. They were impressed that I kept almost everything in. I literally kept pretty much the entire conversation in. And then they're like, if you're ever in our area, you know, be sure to stay high. We want to say hi. We want to stay in touch. And then, you know, I wrote back the thing that everybody writes back. I said, oh yeah, you know, cause they're in Tucson or near Tucson. I said, yeah, I'd love to come down there. I went to school there. Haven't been there forever. We could grab a coffee. And they wrote back and said, oh, we're not grabbing a coffee. We're making you dinner.
Aww.
And then I wrote back, well, we're vegan. Hope you're up for the challenge. To which they wrote back, challenge accepted.
That's fantastic.
So the good news is I got a free dinner waiting for me. Maybe Jim will come too in Tucson.
It's your good news. Well, that's wonderful. Good for you.
I try. Here's another piece of really good news from a former guests we have, our friend Sage Justice. Very excited news. Gracie, her daughter, is headed to Europe. I'm reading right from her site. She has been invited to attend 5 artists in residence programs. 5 artists, 5 of these, including Chateau d'Orquevaux. That's the best I can say it. In France.
Mm-hmm.
Inspired by
good job.
Thank you. Inspired by Finland's housing first model to end homelessness, she will gather information on how European cultures provide for members of their communities who are without homes. How freaking cool is that?
That's totally cool. And that she's a young person going out doing this. Oh, I love it.
Y'all know how I feel about traveling. We don't need to go over it again.
It's the answer to everything. Anything bad in your life, travel. Anything you're confused about, go travel.
What good news do you have to share, Miss Lisa? We talked about this before we started and you panicked. You're like, what do I have? Come on, give me something.
I know. What do I have?
Give me something.
My niece is doing fantastic in grad school.
Oh, cool.
Yes. I'm very proud of her. She said to me over Christmas, she said, I'm working really hard. I wouldn't want you and grandma to ever think that we're wasting your money. That I'm wasting your money. I know, isn't that nice? She's a smart, good kid. So that was some great news.
What is she studying in grad school?
emergency management.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, she wants to just help people, you know, find ways to just, you know, you got a disaster going on. Let me find ways, first of all, to prevent the disaster.
Right.
It's not just the reactionary side. She's on the planning side. So yeah, I'm really proud of her. So that's some good news.
That's great. Good for her.
Yeah.
My good news is that my cold is almost gone.
That is some good news.
Oh my God. My mom is going to be listening to this. She's going to kill me. She's like, why do you have a cold again? You're sick way too much. You need to go to a doctor. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she said, you were just sick. Remember you lost your voice? And I go, yeah, it was July. I mean, and I just,
there you go. Wasting your money getting sick again. I mean, you got to reel it in, buddy.
I'm crazy. I got this.
We're spending money on medical stuff.
I had one of those really slight colds that isn't like a full cold. And I was just like it's just on the hinge of it. And then I was able to hold it back. So my cold is going away. But in better news, everyone. You know I'd get this plug in. I am close to 40,000 words in the second book in my series, The Dog Walking Detectives. The first book being Drowntown, which you can pick up at both Barnes & Noble and Amazon online. Lisa picked up a few copies, sent them to a few people.
I did. I picked up a stack. Well, the timing was perfect because it was before the holidays. You get a book and you get a book and you get a book. Yeah, pretty much everyone I know needed to have this book.
I'm not a dummy. I need to put it out. I do a little bit of marketing. I'm like, all right, I'll put it around November because then I can hit it mm-hmm. for Christmas. I'm a smarty. But I'm about 40,000 words into the next book. And it's been really fun to dive back in and write the characters again. So it's been really good to hit 40,000 words, which is more than halfway there. I got to just keep going, which is great. Great, great. That's good news for me.
That's great. Glad to hear it.
Here's some more world gone good news. The historic Lahaina banyan tree, which I've seen in person several times, is sprouting new leaves. And this is written from Tank's Good News. And it's from his, you know, point of view. So I'm going to pretend that I'm him. I got a chance to see these trees when I went to Maui for my 10-year wedding anniversary. Is it just a tree? ? I guess. But when you stand in front of these things in real life, it's almost like you feel all the history and tradition these trees have lived through. So them bouncing back after the wildfires is beautiful symbolism of the strength and resilience of the Hawaiian people. The Lahaina banyan tree that survived the Maui wildflowers is sprouting new leaves. Officials say about 60% of branches are showing green growth. And that is fan-fucking-tastic. I got to tell you, it is a massive, it's like a half city block tree. It's massive.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's a banyan. So what banyans do is they go up and then they come back down into the ground. So their limbs go back into the ground. They slowly, some say, and there's proof of this, they can actually move, like almost crawl over time because they're replanting themselves. But there's this amazing energy when you stand in front of it that you can feel coming off of it. And it's just so cool to look at and walk through and walk around. And they got hit so hard with that fire, that devastating fire. So it's so great to know that the strength of that tree is still there, and 60% growth returning. That's a great start.
That's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. They say nature always finds a way. And I had heard that phrase a long time ago and I think it all the time. And so sometimes like when I'm walking outside and I see in the sidewalk, you know, like you'll see like a little sprout.
Right.
What some people will call a weed.
Right.
I always just go, nature finds a way, you know? Sometimes, I mean, I've seen it in like a parking lot on the blacktop. All of a sudden you'll see something grow and I'm like, nature always finds a way. I love it. I think that's fantastic.
So here's a little funny, quick personal story. Next door neighbor of ours who we don't quite always get along with because, well, there's been some issues. Again, we're going to stay on the good news part of it, but some of the issues have been pretty major. Lisa knows about them. One of them was when she dug onto our property by about 4.5 feet and just kept digging under the fence with her people. And I had to go out there and be like, what are you doing? And then they refused to fill it back in. That's not good news. Here's the good news, and give me a minute to explain it. There were 6 very large trees, and I'm talking 4-story trees. We love these trees that separated our property. And when she moved in, she took 2 of them down because of the root system. Then she took another one down, and then she took another one down. So we're down to 2, and I went to her and said, hey, one of them is kind of, the limbs are on our roof. I'm either going to have to get up there, or I need you to cut these back, but they need to be cut back. So she said, oh, no, I'll handle it. And she came to us the next day and said, I'm taking the tree out. And I begged her not to take this tree out. And she took the tree out, and she took the other tree out. And I was so upset about this. Like, I was viscerally upset about this. But here's the good news part. Jim walks in with one of our planters in the backyard, and he points to this tiny little tree that is growing in the pot with something else. And he said, is this one of the trees? And I said, yeah, it is. It must have flown over sometimes with the wind. Sometimes it can be a bird, you know, eats a piece of it, spits it up, poops it, whatever. But it traveled over into a pot on our property, like the Lorax, right? And we went out to the front yard, and I pointed to a spot, and we dug a hole, and we planted that guy, and he's growing in our front yard. And it just makes me laugh, because, I mean, it's going to take forever. This thing is like maybe 8 inches in height right now, and it's going to take many, many years. But I was like, nope, I'm going to bring him back. And
I love it. Oh, yeah. That is so cool.
Yeah. So that makes me think of the banyan tree. So I was like, I was very, very happy with that. That was the good part of the bad story, everybody.
Yes.
More good news in world conservation. Land conservation triumph. 8,000 acres of land, North America's Amazon, safeguarded after a $15 million purchase from Patagonia and an unnamed donor. You believe in this? This is amazing. Safeguarding land from logging and development became a reality thanks to the multi-million dollar collaboration involving the Nature Conserve... Goodness, can I speak English today? The Nature Conservancy... the Nature... leave this in. It's delightful. The Nature Conservancy. That's a hard word. In Alabama, Patagonia, and an undisclosed donor who contributed 2/3... for a total of $10 million from their own pocket. This is one of the most important conservation victories that we've ever been a part of. Mitch Reed, state director of the Conservancy in Alabama, said it's protected a vitality important complex of land, almost 8,000 acres, critically important to the health of the Mobile Delta, and then by extension, Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico.
Nice.
How cool is that?
That's totally cool. I love it.
See, we can heal the planet when we all come together, people. And you don't need $10 million. Just go get you a rain barrel and a composter like I have. Start there.
That's true. Every bit helps.
Every bit helps.
We all can do a little bit.
Okay, you sent me something earlier, which I'm going to pass over to you for you to explain.
Yeah, it was really cool. I can't remember the headline, but it was a bank, First United Bank. They do this thing every year, United Acts of Kindness. And it's a one day like encouragement, like do some kindness, but they have it on their website and you can like register or have your company register. And their goal is to have 350,000 acts of kindness done on that one day. So this year, actually it was yesterday, it was February 16th. And so you can go on, register yourself or register your team, and then you just tell them what you did. And it doesn't have to be huge or involve money. It could be, you know, call an older friend that you haven't talked to in a while, or, you know, just, I mean, really anything. Yeah, it can be the pay for the person behind you in line at Starbucks or something. But, you know, there's just so many nice little things that you can do. Give someone a compliment. And then the cool part is, I guess because it's measurable and you put it online, you see the numbers go up And you can, they have a whole social media thing where you take a, you know, oh, I know how much you love when people take pictures of food, but this is for a good thing. You know, like I had seen actually on the site that somebody, you know, said, I cooked this and gave some to my neighbor, or just, it's just about being kind and nice and spreading positive in the world. And I think it's fantastic. So I looked at the number and I guess they're past 700,000 when the goal is just 350,000. I love it because it's just, you know, it's that ripple effect. We all can do a little something and you never know what you say or what you do, how that could affect that person's day or stick with them for life. I think we've all had that, you know, somebody said something to us and we're thinking about it years later. I've had things, you know, I have something from high school somebody said to me and I still occasionally think back to it and it's like, and it makes me smile.
Okay. Now we need to, was it me? God damn it.
You didn't become nice until you, wait, when are you going to become nice?
Oh, wow. Really?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. That's amazing. We've had quite a few guests come on here and just say that too about, you know, it's just saying good morning to somebody or asking somebody how they're doing. I've told this story on here before when we were in New York and it was like 2021. So the pandemic was still going on. We were all in masks and we went into that little bodega kind of deli place just to pick up some items, slim pickings for vegans. And but we got up to the register and the woman behind the register was just looking down and we put everything down and she was adding everything up on, you know, beep, 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 you know, on the register. And I just said, hey, how are you? And she just went, what? And I go, how are you? And she goes, oh. And she looked, made direct eye contact with me and goes, I'm good. How are you? And I'm like, I'm good. And I said, and we kind of laughed. And then she was like, would you like a free bag? I'm like, no, I'm good. Because she was so surprised. And she said, and she came around and said, no one asked me that. And I said, well, yeah. I think that's part of that we're all in our own worlds. But I think also it's part of at that point, you know, we were all rushing around just trying to stay alive and stay safe and not knowing what was going to happen next. But it's like, again, it's like the littlest of things is you can just make somebody's day in the easiest, slightest, nicest of ways. You know, like I like to say, did it last night, walked around our block. We had an extra poop bag and I picked everybody's discarded dog poop up. Who just decided that we don't need to pick up dog poop anymore. And I'm not judging, though I am.
Yeah.
But it makes me feel good. It's just like, it's dumb. Like I fill up a whole bag and Jim always looks back at me and he goes, you know, I'll have Mason and Haley. And he's like, did they go? And I'm like, no. He's like, what's in the bag? Yeah. I'm like, everybody else's.
Yeah. But see, you just did something nice for your neighbors too, you know? And I mean, that's really what it's all about. If we all just do a little bit, you know, make a little extra effort. Oh, imagine all the stuff. We could do a lot.
Now, this would be the part of the show where we'd throw to Dallas Rains for Weather. what would his name be? Hold on. Let me give him a good name. Brick Tyson for sports. Our traffic person, our eye in the sky person. That would be Kelly Travel. She'd be our eye in the sky person. But we don't have any of that. So we just have a wrap up. And normally the wrap up on these kinds of shows is the good news part. So we've given you that this whole last 30 minutes. I hope you've enjoyed it. Lisa, have you enjoyed yourself? Was this as terrifying as you thought it was going to be? Did it work out? How'd it work out?
It worked out fine. I'm okay. I'm breathing all right. I don't feel lightheaded anymore. It's all worked out. It's all worked out just fine.
Thank God.
But Stephen, don't you usually ask, where can people find you? Now, I've noticed you do talk about our website a lot, but how often do you mention Facebook? I really think people need to look at World Gone Good on Facebook. Check that out.
Oh, tell us more.
Yeah. Well, we don't just put in little previews of what you can see. But we put in little feel-good ditties. You know, sometimes you're just looking for a nice little meme that pretty much is like, have a great Monday, you deserve it.
Right.
With that. Yeah. So check us out. And the more engagement we have, the more fun it'll be. And so that's just one more way. Of course, there's your Insta.
And that's it. So hold on, cue the music. Thank you, Lisa, for sharing your goods.
A pleasure as always. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us for this special World Gone Good News episode. We're going on a good short break, and we will be back with new good episodes chock full of oh-so-good new guests very, very soon. You can catch up on any and all the good you've missed, and there's lots of it to be had, at worldgonegoodpodcast.com. We'll see you soon. Until then, be good.